Hello everyone, this is Rich Cavallaro. Welcome to a podcast all about AccessNote, a new note-taking app available from the Apple App Store and developed by the American Foundation for the Blind. This app allows one using a QWERTY keyboard that's paired via Bluetooth or a Braille display with Braille keyboard paired via Bluetooth to take notes, sync those notes to Dropbox in text format, navigate them on the device in a read-only format in a review mode, and allows one to use several custom QWERTY and Braille keystrokes to do things such as search forward and backward for a specific string of text, allows one to go to the top and bottom of the note, mark it as a favorite, rename it, create a new note, etc. I will be showing you all these features today. I'm going to be using an iPhone 5 with iOS 6.1, and I'm going to be using a Focus 14 Blue Braille display from Freedom Scientific. So what I'm going to do is to double tap Access Note and open it up, and we'll get going.
Access Note, all notes, heading.
Okay, so Access Note is open, and this is what you'll see the first time you launch the app. And we will flick right with one finger.
Add button.
We have the add button. We're going to make a new note.
Text field, note, new note, 7.
And I've created some sample notes for when I was playing around with this. So I'm going to write, my name is Rich. Make a new line. As I record this comma, it is Thursday. And I'm just moving the Braille display. Sorry for the noise. This is the last line.
B-A-T.
Help if I didn't make a typo. Anyway, now if we flick to the left.
Review off button.
We have review and it's off by default. This is a mode, if you toggle it, you can read the note and are unable to edit it. So if you have a lot of notes and don't want to accidentally edit a particular note, you can turn this mode on.
Review on. Review on.
As I've just done, and if we flick right.
My name is Rich. As I record this, it is Thursday. This is the last line. Text field.
And voiceover read it. And if I try to type, we can't because we're in read-only mode. So I'm going to flick to the left.
Review on button.
And turn review off.
Text field. Review off.
Now what else can we do? We have several custom keystrokes here. First thing I know I would want to do is name my note so that I could easily find it again later. You can rename the note by doing Option R on a QWERTY keyboard or Enter or .8R on a Braille keyboard. It's important for Braille users that the contractions are turned off. I'll do that by pressing a G chord.
Contractions off.
And I'm going to do a .8R.
My name, select all.
And I'm going to call it Thursday. And we must write it on a contracted Braille. And Thursday is on the display, and I'm going to do a .1 chord, or a one finger flick to the left.
Enter new note title.
And we've entered new note title.
Enter new note title. Text field.
The text
is
field.
Editing. Thursday.
And I flick to the right.
Clear text button.
We have clear text.
Enter
and
new note title. Enter new note done.
We have a
button.
Done button, which I did one too many .1 chords, so if I had done two finger flicks to the left, it would have approached the done button. So I'm going to hit a cursor router key or double tap. Same thing.
Bottom of dot note, renamed, Thursday.
And note renamed Thursday. Now if I do a scrub gesture or a B chord on the Braille display, or hit the escape key on a QWERTY keyboard.
All notes, heading.
We're back in the all notes view, and our note is now here. I had them set to be displayed in alphabetical order, so I'm just going to hit a .4 chord until we reach the note that we just created.
Add button. Sync button.
That has to do with Dropbox, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Search. Search field.
We'll demo the search feature once we get back to our note we just created.
Capital A. Heading. Access note test.
That was a note that I made earlier for I was playing around with the app when I just got it.
Capital N. New note.
This is by default how the notes are named. New note, and then a new note 1, new note 2, new note 3, etc.
New note 1. New note 2. New note 3. New note 4. New note 5. New note 6.
These are all sample notes that I made.
Capital T. Thursday.
And there's the one we just created.
Bottom of dot note. Thursday.
So we're at the bottom of the note. A quick way to get to the top is by using Option A or .8A or Enter A on your Braille keyboard. So I am going to first,
contractions on. Contractions off.
I was checking my contractions. They are now off. And we're going to hit a .8A. And now we're at the top. If we hit a .8Z, our Braille display shows that we're at the bottom. And you can do Option Z to produce the same result on a QWERTY keyboard. I am going to jump to the top with a .8a, and I'm going to do a search for the word record, because you're able to search in this app and within notes and across notes. To do that, you do .8 with F or a .8 with B. .8 with F allows you to go forward as far as searching. .8 with B allows you to go backward. So I'm going to do a .8 with F.
My name, select all.
And we are now in the search field. So I'm going to write the word record. And I'm going to a one finger flick to the left or a .1 chord and double tap.
My name is note, record.
And as you can see, the cursor jumped right there and VoiceOver read the word that we searched for. Now, let's say we want to do a search for the word name and test out the backwards search feature. So you can search backwards or forwards. I'm going to do a .8 with Z or option Z on a QWERTY keyboard. Now we're at the bottom, and I'm going to do a .8 with B and do a search for the word name. And I'm going to to done just like we did before with the forward search.
Name is read. Note,
and
name.
The cursor, the braille display is on name, and VoiceOver read aloud the word. And this is great. This is a nice feature if you want to search, if you have a long note and want to look for a specific string of text. Also, you have the ability to sync these notes with Dropbox, which is great. And I'll show you that in the settings, too. I'll show you both of those and show you how those are set up. So that's great. So if you are in a class taking notes, you can then copy these notes to your computer via Dropbox, and it's all synced. And a great way to keep your notes stored in the cloud and not just on your device. So I'm going to do a B chord to go back to the All Notes view.
All Notes, heading.
And I'm going to do go to the bottom of the screen here, and we've got a few buttons
new note,
here.
Five. Favorite setting Thursday.
So we've got Thursday. Now we flick to the right.
Settings button.
We've got the settings button.
Favorites button.
Favorites, which you can option M or .8M within a note lets you mark a note as a favorite.
Help button.
And the help, which has the user guide and an interactive audio tutorial that you can listen to. Very well done. We're going to go back.
Favorite settings
to the settings, and we're going to double tap.
Settings all notes. Back button.
And if we hit the back button, it'll take us back to the All Notes view.
Settings, heading.
And we'll go to the settings here.
Dropbox settings, heading.
Dropbox settings is the first heading.
Enable syncing. Switch button, on.
That's on for me. It's off by default. And you can enable that, and then the screen will come up. And Dropbox will say that an application wants to access your Dropbox, and you have to give it permission.
Logout.
And then a folder called Apps and another folder called Access Note will be created in your Dropbox. Here's a logout if you want to log out of your Dropbox account.
Application settings, heading. Note text size.
Note text size has to do with whether you want the text to be larger or smaller.
Device tilt sensitivity.
This has to do with the ability of tilting your device to the left or to the right, and you can move from note to note, which you can also do by pressing .8 with J or .8 with K or option J, option K. To move from note to note with keyboard.
Spell check. Switch button. On.
That's a spell check feature. If you wish to have that on or off, it's off by default.
Order notes by.
Order notes by. If we double tap.
Order notes by. Settings. Back button. Order notes by. Heading. Uncheck last edited.
Last edited or.
Checked alphabetical.
Alphabetical. I have it done by checked alphabetical, but that is a personal preference. I believe by default it comes to last edited, but I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know I have it set to alphabetical. So now I'm going to hit a B chord.
Settings, all notes, back button, all notes, heading.
And we are back in the all notes view. So that is essentially how Access Note works. It's very easy to use. Honestly, I hope we see more features. For example, although you can do an option T or an .8 with T to create a new note, and option R and .8 with R to rename a new note, you cannot delete a note from the app. There is no keystroke to delete a note except if you sync it with Dropbox and delete it out of Dropbox. I hope that they add that. I hope that we see more features, more file types that can be exported to. So that is how Access Note works. It is $19.99 in the App Store, and it will work on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. Thank you for listening to this demonstration. Have a great day.